All right, everybody, welcome into Mining Stock Daily. This is going to be the solo corporate update of the day. It's going to be a special one because we got American Eagle Gold here. They do trade on the Venture Exchange with AE and on the OTCQB with AMEGF. They gave a little bit of an exploration program notice today and an update for the NAC project. So today, not only are we going to welcome in CEO Mr. Anthony Moreau, we're also welcoming in lead project geologist Mr. Neil Prowse. Neil, Tony, thanks for joining us. Good to see you.
Thanks for having us, Trevor. Always excited to be on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Very good. Tony's been on here before. Neil, it's your first curtain call, so appreciate you doing this. Anthony, let's put it to you first. As the CEO of the company, there's a lot of anticipation for this year's exploration program. The drill program, you said in this morning's news release, is going to begin sometime next month. You're looking at about 15,000 meters, but first there's some IP survey work to get done here. Tell us kind of what this next layer of geo work is supposed to help you as you pinpoint that drill program.
Yeah, it's probably something to defer to Neil because he's a scientist. But, we've spent this long since our drill results came out, which was booming. Drill hole is good in Chile, exceptionally good in BC. But you got to let the crops breathe and you got to let the geos do their work. I always tell people, it's a Tonyism again. It's about a Lamborghini every drill hole you put in the ground. So it costs about a Lamborghini to do 5 months of work to make sure that those Lamborghinis don't fall off a cliff and they turn into 10 Lamborghinis. So that's what the geos have been doing. They've been analyzing all the work over the offseason. Not sexy, but it really helps you pinpoint where you want to drill. The thing that helped us the most towards the end of the season is why we got that booming 2317 is we had IP that we did, for better or for worse, probably worse for us because I think we would have hit more of those drill holes, but better for investors because it took until the end of the season. So a lot of time for those investors to get at a lower price. As you can see, our stock has appreciated quite a bit. So we said, before we start in April, let's make sure we do some more IP. We'll do 9 lines, long lines, help you see deep and really help us vector in and make sure we know where we're drilling. We have a pretty good idea, but this is really going to help pinpoint us. We weren't sure if IP would work or not, but it proved to be very, very useful. And when we kind of put our historical holes against the IP that we saw, we kind of retroactively proved what 17, fully proved is, we drilled down a shoulder and all those historical holes that, weren't necessarily boomers, they're still great for BC, where they had the best results kind of drilled through that IP shoulder. So, the only reason we did that, we got half price on the Moab, which gave us a discount on the whole IP, but it was a blessing for us. So, Neil, let's talk a bit about that IP and why it's so helpful for your team.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that drew eyes to the project in the first place was the very shallow-looking historical IP, and it was that classic donut chargeability ring around a magnetic high, which is exactly what you want to see for a porphyry deposit. Unfortunately, the problem with that IP survey is it was really only accurate down to about 150 meters depth, which isn't far off the average historical drilling depth. So to see how well the IP correlated at depth with what we've been hitting so far, we decided to run a reconnaissance survey last year of 3 really deep seeing lines, basically extending from the far southeast of the property, from the far southwest of the property to the far northeast of the property. And that showed, like Tony alluded to, a very strong correlation with our best grade in mineralization and the transition between middling chargeability to high chargeability, that chargeability shoulder. And the deeper seeing IP survey shows that goes from a shallowly dipping feature off to the west, where we're drilling, and then dips very, very steeply, almost subvertically, paralleling what we now know to be the contact of the intrusive stock. So it shows that IP signature is almost definitely related to the emplacement of the porphyry stock. And that zone, that is our preferred area where copper mineralization is occurring. And so expanding this IP to the north and to the south, basically flanking this covering this entire historical IP anomaly as we design the survey is going to give us a lot more confidence in doing these step out holes that we're planning at depth. So yeah, we're really looking forward to seeing those results. And, you know, we have a pretty solid idea of where we're going to put our drill holes, but the results of the IP survey are going to help us refine that even further, be a bit more efficient with our targeting.
Somewhat more of a confirmation.
Exactly. Yeah. Confirmation, but also, you know, outside of that main zone where, you know, we only have the only information we have for holes below 400 meters are within about a 700 meter strike length along the southwest margin of the intrusion and a single hole along the southeastern part. So there's a lot of exploration still to be done at depth, and that IP is going to really help with that.
Okay. Yeah. Very good.
For me, it's looking at that whole donut and making sure you can see all the way over to 2309, because, you know, Neil will tell you that was, for him, of all the results, that's the one, you know, he liked the most. I don't want to put the words in his mouth, but he told me that earlier. But we had next to no at-depth information on that. So this IP is going to give us a lot of information on kind of the quote-unquote tech hole. So, and also northeast, northwest, all the way around. So we'll have information that we never had before, which may be able to, you know, change our drill plan, you know, a little bit. So it's exciting.
Yeah. So what is the time frame for this survey and also to kind of collect that data, get it back and confirm the drill program?
We're thinking the survey is going to take two and a bit weeks and another week or so, give or take, to get the inversion model and integrate that with our current planning. But right now we anticipate to be drilling kind of by May 22nd, May 23rd-ish is when we're and then, yeah, it's the smooth sailing right through the summer and into the winter from there.
Okay, very good. You did mention a little bit about this upcoming drill program. You mentioned 15,000 meters for this campaign. You aim to link and better define and expand those historical north and south zones. You know, I guess I would suppose that a more specific drill campaign program will be released to shareholders in the market in due course, Tony.
Yeah, 100%. We've been really good at, you know, giving our information in timely order. You know, I don't know how many holes we're going to put together. It's a decision we kind of make at the time, but you usually put two or three holes together. You're rating around 6 weeks for a drill hole. But, you know, look for investors, if people give you half drill holes, they're trying to hide something. We always give our full drill hole information. I don't think it's ever happened to us in 2 years that we had one drill hole out before another. So we just try and be as transparent as possible. And, you know, now that we're kind of almost in the big leagues, I would say AAA, we're not going to be giving core photos until, you know, our drilling results are out there, because we don't see a reason to pump our stock. I think we've done a really good job with very limited data in the first 2 years. The best pathfinder for copper and gold is copper and gold. We've hit a bunch of it blind. So this year, we're going to get Neil the money, and, you know, he's going to find the goods.
Well, let's talk about kind of how this drill program is going to correlate with management of the equity, Tony, because obviously this, your equity's done really well. It's trading really healthy. Your market cap is, I guess, outperformed the market over the last 6 months, if not longer. And even while in this kind of lull period, as you wait for this drill program, it still continues to move and shares continue to trade, which healthily, I will say. But, you know, as this drill program, and you've been in this business long enough that you understand that the next drill hole can be some sort of liquidity event. So how much pressure is it for you to go out and find just as good, if not better grade than what the last couple drill results provided?
Yeah, obviously there is some pressure, but like I said before, we're drilling based on more information that we've had before, and to hit all the stuff that we've had, even those lower grade holes of, you know, 800 meters of 0.25, you got to be pretty lucky just to hit those almost blind. And in those holes, they're still high grade. You know, we're fully funded for 15,000 meter program. We're going to be patient. We really do have faith in the property and our team, and we'll just kind of see how things go. I don't want to be a you know, a hockey player, a defenseman, I wasn't a very good hockey player. So whenever I got the puck, I passed it right away. But you got to be patient. I think the biggest thing for us, you know, obviously besides our results and our team, was the fact that we were fully financed from Tech. So we weren't looking for an equity raise in January when we had good results. Like our stock very well could have gone down after that because people knew we had to raise. But, you know, look at us right now, we have $6 million. Over 3/4 of our warrants have been exercised. And usually when that happens, the stock comes down and it continues to go up. So wait till May 3rd when everything's exercised. That'll be another kind of buy signal for the market. You know, Tech has, you know, they participated 3 times last year in us. So, you know, I'm not going to speak for Tech, but I'd be surprised if they didn't again. So we got a lot of things going for us right now. And we're very confident in what we're seeing, very confident in the team. So we want to be patient. You know, for me, I'd rather raise, you know, in the dollar level, but we'll see how it comes. I'm not really worried, you know, about the micro level, the project level. You know, for me, it's the macro level. And, you know, our shares have gone up when copper is in the 360 range. Now it's in 440. So full steam ahead.
Yeah. Neil, give me a sense. I mean, if we were sitting at the bar and you were telling me about what you'd want to do at NAC if this 15,000 meters, what would you, you know, what would you tell me?
Well, we finished last season with the whole 17 in the historical south zone, as we call it. I mean, it's really the entire drilled zone is along the southern half of the porphyry stock on the western side of it. What we've seen this season through a reinvestigation of the lithology and the various different intrusive phases that we're seeing is the geology, the intrusions, the mineralization, very, very similar in the south zone and this north zone with no drilling, literally no drilling in between the two along the west where we're finding the best grade, where we hit the best grade in hole 17. So the first step is to explore between these two zones. Right now, there's about a 650 meter undrilled gap between these, which, you know, it corresponds to a very large volume of rock, given that we're finding mineralization down to a depth of in excess of 900 meters. So there's a very large area to explore right in the area where we've been hitting the best mineralization so far. But then we have a lot of really good indications when looking at sulfide speciation and looking at the distribution of dikes and our known geology and the extent of the porphyry stock that, you know, this is one single large system, but we're operating off of that assumption right now. And there's some good indication that the hottest, you know, most oxidized part of the system where the bornite and the chalcocite is mineralizing is down a little bit deeper and potentially wrapping around to the southeast and to the northeast. So there's also immediate zones of doing some step out drilling off of this main drilled area to expand the volume, as well as in the vicinity of hole 9, which Tony mentioned I was most excited about. We hit some very, very encouraging mineralization right off of the surface, a lot of smoke, I would call it. And that was about 800 meters away from the zone of drilling. And, you know, more than 500 meters away from the closest drilled hole, which was actually up to the north in the porphyry stock. So there's a whole broad swath of ground that's completely unexplored within the most prospective part of the system as we currently understand it, off to the southeast. And that extends up to the far northeast around the porphyry stock, this donut model, so to speak. So there's a lot of ground left to explore. 15,000 meters this year, I think we can do a pretty good job of both expanding our known mineralization and exploring beyond the bounds of what we currently have defined. So yeah, really important.
All right. Exciting times. I mean, I know this is probably one of the most highly anticipated drill programs in the entire junior mining market. And so no pressure, guys, but no, it's going to be really exciting. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch this kind of play out here this spring. We will wait until the next news release to catch up with you guys. And it's always a pleasure to have a real geo who licks rocks and boots on the ground come join us on the podcast. Not always the CEOs on Bay Street, but I appreciate both of you, Tony and Neil. Thanks so much.
perfect ending with something. We took their stock with Neil and his team. I was talking to him today from 2.5 cents to 70 cents. Very limited information. We hit it out of the park. But don't think we can't hit it out of the park. We're gonna have our best shot right at the beginning here. And look, if you're flying to Hawaii from Toronto, you don't get out in Vancouver. You keep on flying. So, you know, stick with us. Fly Eagles Fly. And there's a lot more people that are going to be coming into this play, I think. People that are coming out of South America. People looking for BC plays. Find a better BC play than NAC. So, happy to put my money where my mouth is. Never sold a share. Going to keep on buying these shares. Put them in my kids' account. I'm excited. I can't sleep. And just happy to be part of the story.
Very good, guys. All right. Exciting times with American Eagle Gold and their NAC project. Again, trading on the Venture Exchange with AE and on the OTCQB with AMEGF. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.